open from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Monday to Friday. The court building is open from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. Please be advised to operate a telephone counter appointment system which is designated for urgent work.
Good morning,
Edmonton
County Court. How can I help?
Hello, how are you doing?
I just wanted good, you?
Okay, I'm feeling a bit better than what I was.
How can I help?
Just wondering if you can tell me an update to where a case stands that's being held in your court.
Right, have you got a case number?
The case number is just right about here. 1 second. Give me 2 seconds because it keeps changing. I think it might be E00.
Mm-hmm.
ED-049.
Bear with me one moment. And
your name is? Mr. Cordell, Simon Cordell.
Okay, let's have a look. Right, it went up to the judge, hasn't come back down yet?
What do you mean? What would that mean?
Well, it's gone up to the judge.
What, today?
No, it went up on the 1st of June.
On the 1st of June? And
mm-hmm. It'll take a while before it comes come back down. Let's see. I think a claimant wrote a letter in and that was sent up to the judge.
A letter came in from who?
From the claimant. From Enfield,
yeah, Lemmy and so forth. And do you know what the last actual what the actual last order was on the 30th?
30th of what?
May.
Last order here was 14th of May.
14th of May, and that is?
Bear with me 2 seconds, I can get into it. The claimant wanted the order to be amended. Mission has amended the application,
To my understanding, the application has never been put on to me. That what actually initially happened is there was a lady judge, and she brought the court into the courtroom just as you come around the stairs. Like there's a little courtroom on the left there, and you go through a little room, and then you go into the courtroom.
Okay.
She basically dealt with the case. I was just wondering if you could help me about what judges they are and what court numbers they are as well, because I'm building my report and I want to put all this information. And on the first time, let me put a first application in, which is from Enfield Council, and he falsified the paperwork inside of all of that, and I have all the evidence for it 100% to prove, like what he would get done for is targeted malice, which is a 12-year sentence, and I would like that to be brought forward to him, and what my problem is, I explained to this judge, she was like a fair-skinned coloured lady, and I explained to her in that courtroom what Lemmy had done. She decided to abuse her position as a judge, and she let them force the paperwork through the court. Eventually, I kept proving what I was saying was right, and I think a few other what she done is she let other judges deal with the case in between. Now, she's the one that initially opened up this file and allowed Lemmy to do these things. Now, Lemmy has continuously lost the cases and the points, and the judges have dropped it out for silly reasons like time limits and that, because, if I get to trial, I'm going to show the truth. Yeah, and it's going to cause a lot more trouble than what it's worth for Lemmy and that. Yeah, now Lemmy and that seem to keep forcing the paperwork through. That every time that the judge strikes the whole application at, he will just change the dates on it, and then he'll repay for it to go back through again, and then they're reusing the same claim. That's abuse of process, unfair processing, and that's being allowed to continue by the directors of your court. And I'm concerned about what judges have actually allowed this to happen. Now, the other day I had the police come here and they tried to nick me and activate the injunction. I was on the phone to a gentleman called Paul, who's been very polite throughout, helping me and speaking to and just doing what's right from both parties, basically. And then what I've noticed was that the police come here to try to activate the injunction. They took me to the police station. I've proved that the claims were wrong anyway and fabricated, but I've also got video evidence proving that I wasn't served, that someone come and took the affidavit of service from my letterbox, and they've accepted that, and they've told me that they're not going to activate the injunction for that and let me come back home afterwards. So now I'm concerned that this judge, she allowed this to happen in the beginning. Now on the 30th, I was supposed to have another man judge, but I think he's seen how much trouble they're in and told her to clean up her own mess. She's gone in the court and she's waited for let a new barrister in. She's pretending she was all friendly to me, but her true intentions were to try to kill me in that courtroom and abuse her powers and get me put in prison when she knew the truth from the beginning and throughout. And she's been informed by all the judges of what is happening on her case that she opened up and allowed to happen. Now, I want this judge struck off the register, yeah, and I don't play about, yeah? I've already got the dictators, the directors of Enfield and Wood Green going to court with me. We're going to the Old Bailey, and I was going to leave this court alone, but I'm at the stage where I'm going to sue this court and prosecute against this court as well now. Yeah, for what they're doing to people and what's not right. It's a lower court and they shouldn't be abusing their powers in such a way. So I wonder if you can help me with the list of the judges that have dealt with my cases. If I'll give you another claim number as well.
Right, what you need to do, you will have to write in.
Okay.
And the date that you had the hearing or the order's done, you need to write it and say, right, I need the list of the judges that actually dealt with my case.
Can you tell me who the lady judge is now? You can just tell me off the computer, you can see her. I'll come down to the offices if I have to with all of the paperwork and we'll cause a big commotion
right,
down there.
What was the last order that you got with a name on it?
The last order... Yeah, there was a lady that attended. That went into the court. She opened up the first injunction, opened up all the other injunctions. Now she has allowed this to happen throughout in my name. Now she went
to. Yeah, the order in front of you.
Yeah, I've made brand new books for the orders. Yeah,
and what I'm saying is, the order in front of you would have the names of all the judges that dealt with it. That's
now,
what I'm saying.
Now what it has is I've got a book here for litigation and process, the English legal process, and I've got a book to fill out any application, civil law and everything. Now I've got the civil litigation 2016 and 17 book in front of me, and it shows me where the stamps, the seal should be, how to fill out the forms and what should be happening.
Yeah, but we're not talking about that. You want to know what charges that actually dealt with your case.
That's who signed the seal. That could be the court clerk, that could be any person.
What you have to do, like I said, you have to write in.
I've got it in front of me right now, the paperwork. You tell me any page that I should go to, the first pages of any applications. I made all special PDF books for them. Yes, yeah. And that. Like, if you go to Adobe and InDesign and that, you can just write a EPUB book, yeah? Now, I've made brand new websites, sick of the range, the best of every angle you can want. I've made them all brand new digital books, and I've put them all up. We're all interactive, so things can jump out of the books and show them where they're fraudulent, everything. And I've done the whole lot. The court's going to get ripped apart by IPOC in a minute.
Sir, I have to cut this court because I'm on the counter and somebody's waiting for me. What you need to do, you have to write in and ask for all the judges that have dealt with your case. You want all lists of their names, yeah?
Is this injunction order on me now?
You got other injunction order, have you, before that?
No, I've won every case.
Okay, so what's the name on that injunction order that you got?
I've got here now two case numbers, and I won the first case number
okay,
in
your... Just do this one that you gave me, right? What is the name of the judges that you got? Judge on the order. What's the name of it?
I've got about seven of them. On the application, it says in the Edmonton County Court claim EO blah blah blah. The London Borough of Mr. Simon Cordell, the District Judge Leffam sitting at the currently court.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. What's the other order you got there?
I've got loads of them. Yeah, but this what's
yeah, but highlight. What you need to do, sir, is highlight on your order that you have all your order. Highlight the judges.
I've done that already, and
right.
I've gone and copied all of their pictures, and then I've got a wall of shame, and I've put them in the wall of shame, and on their diaries, I've got all of every person that's in this application. I've got their names, but more judges than that have dealt with me. More judges have dealt with me.
Okay, you got Leffam, which is one of the judges that dealt with you. Yes.
Pardon? Yeah.
Yeah. Was another judge there?
Yeah, there's been a lot
another
of judges.
What's the other order? What was the name of that judge on the other order?
If I go to the... I've got two massive books, and let me get it out for a second. Yeah, give me 1 second, yeah? This is the next order here, the first injunction order. Yeah, I've got more brand new folders. So the first injunction order, when I opened it, what happened is Lemmy's put a copy... You got a copy of Karen's statement, because they're all indexed. Lemmy's harassment letter. Lemmy John Ivan's statement. In Wood Green Crown Court. Then you have the initial initial claim forms, which would go in, obviously. Because I've got everything all indexed and everything, redone, brand new page. They're brand new, top-of-the-range books.
Hello?
But what you do need to do, look at the orders. Just the orders, not claim for. I don't want to hear that claim for. Just get all the orders together.
Okay.
And then tell me the names of the judges.
Notice of discontinual. Hang on 1 second. Case history, because Lemmy's got too much in here. What I'm going to do is I'm going to go through them all myself now. I'll let you explain.
Yeah, write the name of the judges, all the judges, and then call us back.
I will do that.
Yeah?
Thank you.
All right then. Okay, bye. Bye-bye.